John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz.
Tell me about the buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
What's the word from Planet Krakoa?
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Money, that's what I want.
Just give me money. That's all I want.
Caller number 100.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hey. Hey, what's happening? Who's this?
Name's Phil.
Where are you from, my friend?
From Tyson Corner.
Oh, boy, you, I'm worried about the enthusiasm level here.
You have won $1,000.
You're kidding. I'm not a caller.
You have won the $1,000.
People really do win money on the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, it's you. Yeah, you really have won. What do you think?
I think it's awesome, dude.
There you go.
That's great. Okay. What's your name again?
Name's Phil.
Phil. Congratulations, McCracken. Phil.
Phil, thank you so much for listening.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
You're the big winner of the day, Phil.
No, you're the best, Phil.
Thanks.
$1,000 and our thanks for listening, Phil.
Thank you.
Hoot and holler. You got $1,000 in your wallet.
Baby.
Yeah. I love you.
Right on. What's the station that rocks your world?
What?
Exactly.
That's good. What's your number one for music and fun? What's the station that reaches the beaches and rules the pools? If anyone ever asks you to name your favorite radio show and your favorite radio station, your favorite radio city,
what Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike are awesome.
Right. $1,000.
Woo!
All right, there you go. That's good. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bottle that.
That was perfect.
Bottle a little of that magic.
Merry Christmas, textbook. Jackass.
Well, another $1,000 winner tomorrow.
Another gift.
The excitement is palatable,
sure
huh?
Sure is.
Another gift given. Another life made.
Right.
How about that? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Buzz tonight brought to us by Mervis Diamond Importers and eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamond.com. It's www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Wonderful.
Hey there, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. And a long-awaited report on steroids in Major League Baseball names names. The report is the result of a 20-month investigation, includes the names of more than 80 current and former players who've been linked to performance-enhancing
drugs.
We're
either Don or Mike on the list.
Top of the list.
Stop making jokes. Cal Ripken Jr., I'm shocked. I am shocked. He's on the list.
He's not really.
Yes, he is.
Barry Bonds.
You said I was making jokes.
Mark McGwire, Jason Giambi, Jose Canseco, Andy Pettit, and move on to name a few. Baseball commissioner, Bud Selig, says the players will be disciplined on a case-by-case basis. He says the league's already implementing some of George Mitchell's 20 recommendations.
I know people that like to be disciplined.
And that others will have to be negotiated. Other changes they make will have to be negotiated with the players' union.
I know we discussed this earlier, but maybe I can get my thoughts kind of condensed here. I heard Mitchell speak today. On one hand, he's saying this happened with everybody. So these 80 guys that we're picking out,
right,
don't jump on them.
Right.
And furthermore, I hope that even these 80 players, everything will be looked at in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the commissioner decides that there are cases that are so dire, he must deal with them now, he shall do that. I mean, there are conflicting...
He seemed to be coming from it in 20 different directions.
Conflicting messages there. Like, for instance...
Like, full amnesty would not be granted for everybody.
Right.
Right. And if everybody did it, and I know everybody didn't do it literally, but he's saying a large percentage did. And if the intent of Major League Baseball
is not to punish these guys or drag them through the mud, why are we pulling out these 80 names then?
That is the part that doesn't make sense right to me. I mean, if they're going to let it lie and if they're going to move on, I don't understand that at all. That should have been kept confidential.
Wouldn't it have been easier to come out and say, listen, we got a list of guys. It would be easier to give you a list of the guys that didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Just
well,
say,
didn't he also say the majority? I mean, most of the players didn't do them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but then he balances that by saying, but for the guys that did do it, you got to understand, they're just trying to keep up to keep their jobs.
All I know is the thing was over 400 pages.
Right, 409 pages.
It's massive. I mean, it's a massive report.
But no pictures either.
No pictures except photocopies of checks.
A lot of that.
Photocopies of checks written for steroids.
Those are pictures. Mm-hmm. Bud Selig is also talking about punishing the past and moreover, though, talking about this call to action, as he describes it, for the future. Selig says the league's also working on a test to detect the human growth hormone, which he says players switched to when the spotlight fell on steroids. Selig says baseball now has the best steroid testing program in all of sports.
Mm-hmm. There's just something about it that just it doesn't come out correctly in the end. Mm-hmm. It's like all of this,
especially
crap,
because there are guys that aren't in the report that they say that they're aware of that have done steroids.
Right.
But I guess they weren't in the report because they didn't have enough evidence.
Right.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. And now, of course, the media will want to find out who those guys are.
Yeah.
And this guy Mitchell is saying, please, let's leave this in the hands of Bud Light.
Stop here.
And, you know, any way you slice it, I don't think it's going to last all that long.
No,
I think it's short attention span theater. I really do. But for today, at least, I mean, there are a lot of guys, you know, that have been tainted by this, mm-hmm, and it sucks.
Right.
It really does. And if, you know, what is the greater good with this? That's what we were discussing earlier. Is the greater good to really get this out? Or it sounds to me like there aren't enough systems recommended to get steroids out of baseball.
This is simply cover your ass.
Yeah.
I mean,
mostly,
if there was some
as a caller said, this is simply people doing stuff because the Congress was putting pressure on Major League
right.
Baseball.
Like, for instance, I know this is a bad analogy, but hear me out on this. Like the Virginia Tech tragedy. You got to admit that most likely in our lifetimes is a 1 in 1 million chance
right.
that a guy's going to go nuts at Virginia Tech. Now at Virginia Tech, because that happened, mm-hmm, they overreacted in such a way that they have security beyond security.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it was their fault that this thing happened. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something happens, and like with the baseball thing, I'm
right.
trying to draw the analogy. This thing happened, and rather than just say, okay, it happened, we're going to deal with it, they're coming out now and saying, to ensure that this never happens again, mm-hmm, we're going to put this into place and this into
place.
Well,
see, I think I argue with the whole idea, perhaps, of getting the investigation when you really should have just implemented procedures
right.
to eliminate steroids from the game itself.
At this point, it's too late.
The testing, but they had to go back and say, you know, it's almost like they're putting on a show.
And I get the feeling it's like with airports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with after the stuff happened on 9/11, all we focus on in a nation as a nation now is airplanes
right.
and TSA.
Yeah.
There is a weird parallel there, mm-hmm, with baseball to say that this is a problem. We're trying to deal with it. We're doing the best we can, rather than come out and say, okay, we got a list of guys and we now know the way to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't carry more than 3 ounces of toothpaste when you go on an airplane.
Do you think part of it is baseball having to show Congress that, hey, look, here's what we're doing?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're going to have to, but they don't have to necessarily adopt all the recommendations of the Mitchell Committee, right?
They don't have to, but because of that pressure from Congress, they're likely to.
If they want to continue as a monopoly,
right,
they're going to have to follow
right.
the government's guidelines,
right.
correct?
It's just frustrating because I think everybody feels the same way, almost just tired. Mm-hmm. You know, you're tired of this. It's sad. It's a drag.
Yeah, it fatigues you, know, and, you doesn't it?
Yeah, because you know what? And I don't justify any of the guys that have done it, but if it had been handled a little bit differently, now what do you do? What do you throw on the national psyche while we're in the middle of a war, while we're on the verge of a recession? Throw this out at you with nothing really redeeming. I mean, the fact is these guys played baseball. They were heroes to a lot of people. They were the big superstars. There's some of these guys in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, and I do agree with you on what good bringing the 80 names forward does when you're talking about really eliminating steroids from baseball.
And when you're saying we're not going to punish guys for past regressions, please let's move past this. Incidentally, here's 80 guys that did it.
Yeah, because right. That's punishment enough, really. That's the court of public opinion. That's tremendous punishment.
Although it makes perfect sense to not release any names, do you think they could have gotten away with not releasing names?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I
but
think
the
they
media would have gone crazy.
And Rob, yes, they would have. Somehow they would have squeaked out, but it wouldn't be Major
League Baseball. You can make a case.
It wouldn't be Major League Baseball standing up there giving everybody a list.
You could make a case where, you know, we don't have the kind of evidence where we feel that legally we should release these names. That's all you have to say, and you would have been fine with that. But and the other thing he said about perhaps prosecuting some of these guys or punishing some of these guys more severely. It's just, it's too rampant. It's too widespread. They got to move on, put the systems in, and get it over with.
It doesn't wash with the whole amnesty thing. And seriously.
And I know I hate to say this because it sounds like, oh, we can't get any bad news, but it is so depressing. And we are talking about
Cass,
a pastime. We are talking about a diversion.
Right.
Here.
As I said, I was kidding before, but I swear to God, I mean this. Why do we care if some baseball player is high? Really?
And I hate to say what I said before, but that part, you know, as far as getting the steroids out.
Then put it in their contract that you're a role model. Uh-huh. Put it in the goddamn contract for these guys. Because, frankly, I want to see a guy hit the ball as far as he can, run as far as he can, and if he shoots up, great.
You're talking, of course, about heroin.
Whatever. steroids, HGH, if it gives me a better show. Mm-hmm. Hell, you know that game tonight.
So you're basically going back to the Roman theory of the Colosseum. You're saying if they shoot it up and it's a better show.
Yes.
If the arm falls off, to, you know, and one of the lions, then, yep. Then as long as the entertainment's
it's
better.
It's the ridiculous PC nature of our country now. Oh my God, the national pastime. We got to clean this up. No, we don't. No, we don't.
You're arguing for more steroids in baseball
and in all sports. For instance. A dog game tonight.
You're killing me.
There's a dog game tonight. Denver and Houston.
Be a better game if those guys were all roided up, right?
You're reading my mind. Give them some crank.
Yeah, all drugs.
Let the guys that are too hyper give them some weed.
You have it down on a little crawl, exactly what he's on during the game.
Make it like the good old days. Mike Greenies, you know, like they had in baseball.
This guy. Man, look at him fly down the field. I wonder if he's capable of flying any faster than that.
Wouldn't it be great tonight you turn on TV and go, welcome to the NFL Network. Well, this is a dog game, but we're going inside the Houston Texans locker room. Look at that training table full of syringes and pills.
21-7, Texans up at halftime. But, of course, you know, the second half, they will be on depressants. And we're going to see what happens when the other team has to have an opportunity to come back. We'll see how it works.
Yeah, but that's what we're worried about, America. That's what we're worried about.
We do focus on stuff that does not seem to be of a... you know, of a scale when you get guys that are over getting their arms blown off.
Or even more than that, and not to make this a gun thing, but Jesus Christ, some guy goes into a mall in Nebraska and shoots people. That lasts one day on the news.
That's one news cycle.
This thing, this has got legs. Mm-hmm. Because now you're thinking...
Well, this, you know what it falls in? It falls into the category of what we now love in this country, which is gossip. We love the culture of celebrity, and there's nothing right now. And I mean nothing. You mentioned the gun story, one news cycle. But nothing has more legs in the media and gets more hits on the internet than tearing a celebrity down. If a celebrity is screwing up, that is what we want more than anything else. It started with O.J. Simpson, and it has continued to this day. That's what we love. Love to knock them down. Yeah. Fun, fun, fun.
Kind of feel that way about Roger Clemens.
So do I. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Come on, dickhead. I mean, you could have retired like 5 years ago.
What an incredible, incredible stamina. What a workout regimen he must have.
I'm sure. I'm sure he was clean when he was with the Red Sox, Mike.
Well, you saw him when he came up with the Red Sox. He looked like Ronnie Cox. When he came up with the Red Sox, give me a break.
Mr. Peeps.
Give me a break. No, I guarantee you, I can say here, absolute certainty. He never did that when he was with the Red Sox. Yeah, the Red Sox are on that list.
Of course they
Mo Vaughn's on that list.
Oh, Mo Vaughn.
And Eric gag me. So long, chump.
I put it on TV. What the hell? Let's see these guys bending over and getting these shots.
Butts.
I want to see the reaction. I want to see, like, okay, here is Jorge Posada. Mm-hmm. He's getting a shot right now.
He's not on the list.
Well, he should be, Mike. How long will it be until Jorge Posada's HGH kicks in?
You see him sitting right in front of the locker on a little bench, and then it's like,
Let's play ball.
Right. That's right.
Play ball.
Let's go to the ass cam.
There it is. There goes the needle.
In the Yankees locker room, there's Jorge Posada bending over. And
Tim McCarver saying, "Boy, I'll tell you something, Joe. I actually saw his bicep get bigger." No, you didn't. No, you didn't, dipstick.
Anyway, Buzz, what's your opinion?
I don't know. I think they are role models, and I think that they shouldn't do that. As one lawmaker said, people are paying good money to see people play honest baseball, and what they're seeing is cheating.
Then put it in these guys' contracts. Fair Seriously, enough. I believe in this day and
Easy
age,
enough to do, too.
I they're mean, entertainers.
Right. You put a clause in that they have to do stuff.
So Buzz is saying anyone in the public eye, like an entertainer or a broadcaster.
No, I'm sure he's saying just sports personality.
Should not take any recreational medication. Right,
that's,
Buzz?
That's right.
That's right.
Because others may be watching.
Can I still smoke a lot of pot?
Words yes, of course
I,
you
words
can.
Words I live by.
And, sure, I, and sure can I can. Drive drunk?
Anytime you want, Rob.
Thank you. I'll come see you tonight. I'll be knocking loud because when I arrive, I'll be drunk.
I'll be at the
drunk
door.
And stoned.
My blood alcohol will be 0.2.
There you go.
Investigating Al Sharpton when we continue.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, Don and Mike Show.
All right, folks, that's all the best we have for you today.
Oh, no, it's not. Uh-huh. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. How the heck are you?
Still good. The finances of the Reverend Al Sharpton are under investigation by the feds.
Who he?
Government agents moved in on as many as 10 of Sharpton's closest associates yesterday, demanding records dating back as far as 6 years ago.
Who's looking at my fat ass?
Sharpton himself was awakened at 6:30 in the morning by FBI agents delivering a subpoena to his home in Harlem.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if they're delivering a subpoena or not.
I'm sorry.
Subpoena says he asked to report to a federal grand jury with his financial records on the day after Christmas.
Day after Christmas?
That's right.
That's wrong.
Several of Sharpton's employees also got subpoenas to testify.
On the day after Christmas?
Day after December 26th, yeah.
That's wrong.
I know. The feds are investigating whether Sharpton lied about the amount of money he raised in his 2004 presidential campaign.
I bet you did.
I did not.
I bet you did.
Yeah, you would say that.
Of course
would.
I would.
Cracker.
They went after Sharpton for the same thing 2 years ago.
I'm sorry. Another cracker.
This is my friend Don Imus.
Y'all crackers. Listen to my radio show. Well, I always sound like I got a stuffy nose.
The personalities on this station are all wearing ankle monitors.
Anyway, he was forced to return $100,000 in matching campaign funds from the taxpayers at the last investigation. A former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, meanwhile, has been named Lawyer of the Year. Lawyers already have an image problem. Is naming one of the worst ones Lawyer of the Year a good idea?
Where? Where is, like in the country?
You ready? The ABA Journal thinks so. The official magazine of the American Bar Association, which says it's a little like when Time Magazine named Hitler Person of the Year.
And you know, here he is now. Alberto Gonzalez.
My sombrero is too big. My sombrero
lawyer
is too
of the
big.
Year.
Wow.
The American Bar Association names him Lawyer of the Year.
What I got for Christmas is too big.
Bueno. It's too large.
Yes. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
Speedy Attorney General.
Is it raining? Is it snowing? I can't see where I am going. Because the hat I got for Christmas is too big.
It's too big.
Yeah, it's too big.
Their point is you don't have to be good or famous, just infamous. Gonzalez resigned in September while under investigation for breaking the law and then lying about it to Congress. Gonzalez, of course, probably doesn't recall any of that now.
And beat the drum. Ring the bells. And beat the drum. I ring the bells.
Stop that. Here's the tape of Gonzalez resigning.
Ah.
Adios, senors.
There he goes.
You got to give him credit for the quickest resignation speech in history.
And like that, he was gone. Walmart has removed from its stores some pink underpants for preteen girls that cover the pubic region with the words, "Who needs credit cards?" Now, to be fair to the store that heavily censors its books and music, the back of the panties said, "When you have Santa." So the whole thing reads, "Who needs credit cards when you have Santa?"
Oh, come on.
Still, the message is broken up, and even the second part bothered some people. Feminist Jessica Valenti says, quote,
"That bitch!"
Exactly how nice to Santa would the girl have to be in order to get stuff?
"That bitch!"
Valenti goes on to say, "There's nothing like telling adolescent girls they don't need to worry about finances since they have their very own money pot between their legs."
What about the vagina?
Yes. Well, it's a life lesson.
Wow, they really spelled it out for us, didn't they?
It's a life lesson at Walmart.
She really did. Said that in that quote.
Mm. Hugs are great.
Hugs are great.
But a vagina will give you a lifetime of quarters.
No credit card necessary.
The leader of over a billion Catholics, Pope Benedict XVI.
Yeah, how you doing there, Buzzy?
Hey, Pope.
Just a man, flesh and bone.
Yes,
right?
Sirree. Hey, happy holidays to you and yours.
And to you.
Merry Christmas to your newsman.
Oh, I see.
Thank you.
Did.
And right. To you,
yes,
sir.
Sirree. Yes.
Anyway, the Pope says a lot of this talk about global warming is exaggeration and scaremongering.
That's exactly what it is. It's all fake science.
The Pope is condemning people who argue that man-made global warming is melting the ice cap.
You are celebrating Christmas, Burbank?
I am, as a matter of fact.
Why?
Well, because it's a holiday that I enjoy about giving and sharing and love.
Wonderful. Yeah, you can use all those nice words you want. I think it's all a bunch of bunk when you say that.
What's Christmas really about, Pope?
Christmas is really about getting as many gifts as you possibly can, but more important than that, on Christmas Eve, tying on one hell of a bender. Drinking expensive Vatican wines
just a man.
From all over the free world.
While you're wearing your fancy
red loafers.
Shoes, your red loafers.
They're red designer Italian loafers.
Those are nice.
And collecting pictures of kittens.
Is it okay to go to midnight mass drunk?
Of course it is, Rob. I give you absolution.
I'll drive.
There you go, my son.
Thank you.
Drive
that's
as
terrific.
Fast as you can.
Absolute. Although the Pada says some environmental concerns may be valid, he says it's important to follow the science and not the dogma of the environmentalist movement.
Dogma. Right. Don't like dogs, like cats. Kittens. Little pictures of kittens.
I know.
Let's all listen to a guy who doesn't want us to wear rubbers.
And red, shiny loafers.
The 80-year-old Pope says we should care for the environment, but not to the point of putting plants and animals ahead of humans. The Pope says there's not even really any proof that climate change has been caused by man.
I wish you all that you get your packages delivered on time.
God, you're 80?
Yeah, 80 years old.
I thought you were younger than that.
Thanks a lot. I don't show it, do I?
Didn't they make a big deal about how much younger you were than the other guy?
Yes, sirree. God bless you, Rob Spiewak, for pointing out how incredibly youthful I look. Unlike your newsman over there.
You've got great legs.
How old is the Pope?
80.
80. 80 years young.
That means he is older than someone who's having a celebrity birthday today.
Oh, that's right.
Guessing game right now.
Is it Regis Philbin?
It is not.
Is it Tony Bennett?
Let me say that the person that I'm thinking of is a legendary personality who served America in World War II, Vietnam, the Korean conflict, and the Gulf War, and also Iraq.
Wow.
You got me.
Don't know.
Whose birthday is it, Rob?
We discussed it this morning.
Yeah, let's let it out of the bag.
Charlie Stewing Stabilak turned 67 today.
I completely forgot he'll be in celebrating tomorrow with
December
his favorite 13th? Story, the Hamburger James story.
1940.
He's 80.
You say he served in World War II? He would have only been 5 years old.
That's when he had those legs amputated, and then they grew back.
I keep forgetting
strong.
How old he is. All right,
born in 1940.
Right, so he didn't serve in WW2.
No, he might have been in the USO.
How old will he be?
He's 67. He is 67.
He'll be 68.
But you realize he really could have served in WW2. For God's sakes, he could be 80 for all we know.
No, you can make it up. He's a fictitious character.
He's not a fictitious character.
Rob, you're the one that made up the date.
No, I'm the one who wrote it down. You having a good time?
Yeah, you guys are high.
Finally, in the spirit of this Christian season, the true story of how a Muslim and a Jew became friends.
Anyway, tomorrow, along with all of our Christmas stuff, Charlie's birthday as well.
Oh, my God. Friday night on the subway in Lower Manhattan, a group of guys, Christians apparently, were shouting, "Merry Christmas!" Some Jewish guys were on the train as well, and one of them answered back, "Happy Hanukkah." And then, because that's what Jesus would do, 10 of these Christians pummeled the young Jew. The 20-year-old victim fought back as best he could, but then a complete stranger pulled the emergency brake, which brought the police. The stranger is a Muslim. He and the Jew are now friends, something that probably never would have happened if it weren't for the Christians. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
You know what he was doing there? He was Christian magic.
Yeah.
They brought people together.
You're like a bad Paul Harvey. I mean, you know, evil, bad
right.
Paul Harvey.
Now you know the rest of the story. A bong.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
Drinking and driving. Love to do it.
Hey, sticky pot.
This is the Don and Mike Show.